Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to this Thursday edition of our program. I'm so glad you're here, and I really hope that you've been joining me every day and applying the truths that Derek has been teaching us about rejection. I have to tell you that though I've been through this before, though I've heard these teachings before, though I've dealt with these issues before, it's been so good for me to cycle through again these teachings, this understanding about rejection and what it produces in our lives. You know, we constantly have to prune the garden of our souls, and Derek's helping us do that. For some of you, though, this may be your first time through it, and as a result, you may be really experiencing as though somebody's held a mirror up to your soul, and you see those syndromes that have been robbing you of victory. I'll tell you, one of the great moments in Christian history, one of the great moments in the Word of God, is when Jesus was hanging on the cross, and suddenly he said, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" And I'll tell you, at that moment, he was bearing the rejection of God, the total rejection of a human being from his Creator. And at that moment, he was doing it redemptively for us, every rejection that we would deal with. And by the way, Jesus had already dealt with human rejection of every kind. His own family thought that he had lost his mind or was out of his mind. He dealt with rejection by men, rejection by his followers, betrayal by his own adjutants. And then he mounted the cross and was rejected by God. Every form of rejection you can deal with, your Lord bore redemptively for you. So looking upon him, as Hebrews tells us to do, can set us free and cause us to realize that Jesus has already paid the price to deliver us from the syndromes of rejection that are destroying our lives. Now get your Bible, get something to take notes with, call some friends, and listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about applying God's remedy to the curse of rejection.
Yesterday I explained that God's remedy for rejection was provided by the death of Jesus on the cross on our behalf. At the cross, a divinely ordained exchange took place. Jesus became our substitute. He took the evil that we might receive the good. There are many aspects to this exchange. I'll mention briefly just a few. Jesus was punished for our sin, that we might be forgiven. He was wounded for our sickness, that we might be healed. He was made sin with our sinfulness, that we might be made righteous with his righteousness. He was made a curse, that we might receive the blessing. He died our death, that we might share his life. But the culminating evil that Jesus took upon himself on the cross was our rejection. First, he was rejected by his fellow men. Finally, he was rejected by God himself. In the midst of unnatural, fearful darkness, Jesus cried out from the cross, my God, why have you forsaken me?" But there was no answer. For the first time, his prayer went unanswered. He bore the final penalty for our sin, rejection by God, rejection by his Father. The rejection of the Father broke his heart, and he gave up his spirit. But the purpose of God had been accomplished. The record of Scripture continues. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The tearing of the curtain represents the opening of the way for us to have access to God. The fact that it was torn from top to bottom indicates that it was a work of God himself. Jesus had paid the price for our acceptance. Today I'm going to explain the practical steps by which we can enter into that acceptance which Jesus has already purchased for us. Now I have dealt with many, many people over this problem. God has given me the ability to diagnose it and to prescribe his remedy. I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to speak simply. I'm not going to give a lot of fancy explanations or theology. I'm going to be very practical and down to earth. There are four main things that you need to do to experience acceptance with God. The first is, you have to forgive every person who has rejected you or harmed you in any way. And probably there are more than one such person. Otherwise, you wouldn't be rejected. Listen to what Jesus says in Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. That's absolutely all-inclusive. If you hold anything against anyone, forgive. And then God will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, God doesn't forgive you. This applies especially in our attitude toward our parents. And most commonly, it's our parents that have caused the problem of rejection. But in Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, Paul says this, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. The preceding commandments carried no promise with them. They were absolute. But with this commandment of God, there is a promise. The promise is that if you obey the commandment, it will go well with you, and you will enjoy long life on the earth. But if you do not honor father and mother, let me tell you, it will never go well with you. There'll always be something missing in your life. I speak on the basis of experience. I've dealt with dozens of cases where lives have been changed when a person, a man or a woman, realized that he had a scriptural obligation to honor his parents. That doesn't mean you don't see their faults. You don't see that they have been the cause of your rejection. But you forgive them, and you determine as far as lies in your power, you will honor them. That's the first essential step. And remember particularly the importance of your relationship to your parents. I have never known a person with a wrong relation to parents who really was blessed and prospered in life. Secondly, you have to lay down the things that rejection has brought in its train. Bitterness, resentment, hatred, rebellion. These things are poisonous. If you nourish them in your heart, they'll poison your whole life. They'll probably cause you deep emotional problems and quite likely also physical problems. You cannot entertain these things. By a resolute decision of your will, push them from you. Say with a decision of your will, I lay down bitterness, resentment, hatred, and rebellion. They say to cured alcoholics, resentment is a luxury you can no longer afford. That's true. None of us can afford resentment. It's too expensive. The third thing you have to do is an act of faith. You have to believe what God says in the Bible. You have to accept that you are accepted in Christ. Let me say that again. Accept that you are accepted in Christ. This is what the Scripture says in Ephesians 1, 4 through 6. For God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves.
I have to review these four things that Derek told us to do. Number one, forgive every person who has rejected you or harmed you. Lay down all bitterness, resentment, hatred, and rebellion. That's possible by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not possible otherwise. Accept that you are accepted in Jesus. He loves you, cares for you, and accepts you. And then the final one is what Derek is going to talk to us about in the next portion of the teaching. And that is that we have to be able to accept ourselves. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Forgiveness, a slate wiped clean. This, of course, is part of our precious birthright as blood-bought children of God. But as recipients of such amazing grace and mercy, it's vital that we examine our hearts and minds for traces of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. To help you in that important life-restoring process, we'd like to send you a free copy of a newly printed booklet by Derek Prince Ministries, titled The Three Most Powerful Words, Discovering the Freedom of Releasing the One Who Hurt Us. Unforgiveness gives the enemy access into our lives and can even provoke God's anger. But when we show forgiveness toward those who wrong us, we empower our prayers, bring healing, and open up the pathway of God's blessing in our lives. To get your free copy of this liberating booklet, The Three Most Powerful Words, Discovering the Freedom of Releasing the One Who Hurt Us, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada,
call 888-737-0771. We believe God will use this booklet to bring restoration, healing, and freedom. Call now for your free copy. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with me today. Hope you have been, by the way, for this entire week. In fact, recently we've had a whole bunch of really rich teaching. Derek has just been pouring out revelation. And this week, for example, alone is like a university course of revelation and information from the scriptures. I want to turn your attention to the website, derekprince.org. You can listen to these truths. You can bask in them. You can listen to a number of teachings. You can also track what's going on with Derek Prince Ministries. Wonderful things are happening. And today, Derek now is going to turn us to really understanding the remedies for our souls in the area of rejection. Let's listen.
You have to believe what God says in the Bible. You have to accept that you are accepted in Christ. Let me say that again. Accept that you are accepted in Christ. This is what the scripture says in Ephesians 1, 4 through 6. For God chose us in Christ before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. So God's purpose from eternity was to make us His children, and He accomplished it. He made it possible through the death of Jesus on our behalf on the cross. So you have to believe that God wants you to be His child. You have to accept that when you come to God through Jesus, God accepts you. He will not turn you away. He will receive you. I love that alternative translation of Ephesians 1:6 in the King James Version. God has made us accepted in the Beloved. That's in Jesus. When we come to God in Jesus, we are the objects of His special favor. That's the real meaning of that word. Let me tell you this. God has no second-class children. We are not tolerated. We're not held at a distance. God doesn't try our case and see whether we qualify. When we come to Him through Jesus, He welcomes us with open arms. We are from then on His children, the objects of His special favor and love, protection and provision. The fourth step in acceptance is to accept yourself. Let me say that again, to accept yourself. And many times, this is the hardest thing for us to do, is to accept ourselves. We look back over a record of failures and false starts, and maybe the way we failed others. We may look back over a broken marriage, over children who went wrong, over financial disasters. We may label ourselves failure. But God labels you, my son, my daughter. And you've got to accept yourself because God has accepted you. You see, when you come to God in Jesus, you're a new creation. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away, all things have become new, and all things are of God. That's the new creation. Don't think in terms of yourself before you came to Christ, because since you came to Christ, you've become a new creation. Ephesians 2:10 says, "We who are in Christ are God's workmanship." That word in the original means an artistic masterpiece. The Greek word is poema, from which we get the English word poem. We are God's masterpiece. If you criticize yourself, you're criticizing God's handiwork. So don't do that. Accept yourself because God has accepted you. I want to tell you of a story of a woman that I dealt with once. I was at a camp meeting and I was on my way to preach and I was in danger of being late. I was going very rapidly in one direction. And this lady was going very rapidly in the opposite direction, and we literally collided. So after we'd kind of picked ourselves up, this lady said to me, "Oh, Mr. Prince, I was praying that if God wanted me to speak to you, we'd meet." "Well," I said, "we've met. What's your problem? I can give you just about 2 minutes." So she started to pour out her problem, and after about 1 minute, I said, "Stop. I've only got 1 minute longer, but I think I know your problem. Would you say this prayer after me?" And so I led her in a prayer, and she didn't know what she was going to be saying. I made her say this after me. "God, I thank you that you love me, that you gave Jesus, your Son, to die on my behalf, that he bore my sins, that he took my rejection, that he paid my penalty, And because I come to you through him, I'm not rejected. I'm not unwanted. I'm not excluded. You really love me. I'm really your child. You're really my father. I belong to your family. I belong to the best family in the universe. Heaven is my home. I really belong. Oh God, thank you. Thank you. I prayed like that, and then I said, goodbye, I've got to leave you. God bless you. About a month later, I got a letter from that woman. She described the incident and how we'd met and so on. And she said, I just write to tell you that that simple prayer that I prayed at that time with you has completely changed my whole life. I'm a different person. My problems basically are solved. What solved her problem? Passing from rejection to acceptance. And she did it through faith. Let me list those four steps. Forgive every other person. Lay down bitterness, resentment, hatred, rebellion. Accept that you are accepted in Christ and accept yourself.
You know, in this last portion of teaching, Derek quoted my favorite scripture, Ephesians 2:10. It says, we are God's workmanship. I've said many times before, as we've spent time together, that the word workmanship in Greek is poema. It means poem or God's carefully crafted work of art. Every person listening to the show, you right there in that car, in your home, working in your kitchen, you are God's handiwork. You are God's beautiful piece of art. You are valuable. You are loved. You are cherished. It does not matter what conspiracies of rejection and evil have been executed against you in your life. Jesus cherishes you, died for you, cares for you deeply. And that is what ought to promote your acceptance of yourself so that you can be the full and restored soul God's called you to be. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Why are so many lives littered with tragic mistakes? Derek Prince said it simply, we don't realize our value to God. In his wonderful audio CD, Do You Realize How Valuable You Are?, Derek Prince reveals your value in God's eyes, how God lovingly created you, why Jesus paid the ultimate price for you to spend eternity in heaven. To get your copy of this encouraging audio CD for only $6.95, simply call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. To God, you're priceless. Don't settle for less than His best in your life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, thankful that you're with me today. I'll tell you what, this has been a real feast, some extremely rich teaching, and I want to help you apply one portion of this today and perhaps pray for you before our time together is over. I really want to focus in on this issue that Derek raised of forgiveness. You know, many of us carry unforgiveness throughout our lives, and it's destroying us. We really resent and hate those who have not loved us well. But I'll tell you, there's very little more destructive than the bitterness that seeps into our souls when we carry hatred and bitterness and resentment of those who have wronged us in some way. And I want to address that with you for just a moment. I have studied this issue of forgiveness and the bitterness that results from unforgiveness a great deal because my own soul, I know, is turned towards a particular bent in that direction. It's like I've got Velcro on my soul that just sort of connects with unforgiveness and angry thoughts. I'm not sure where that comes from exactly, but it's something I've had to battle, something I've had to watch. The Bible speaks of occasions of offense as a trap. It's specifically a trap that the devil has crafted for us. And that trap closes on us, and it's as though it injects us with bitterness, it injects us with bile, that poisons our souls. In fact, I believe it even goes beyond our souls and can poison our bodies when it's given enough time. We all know of people who are deeply, deeply bitter people whose bodies are almost contorted with that same force. I want to tell you that you have the ability to be set free of this, and it's up to you, really. God has already forgiven you of your sins. God has already extended forgiveness. He's already crafted in His Word the plan for getting free from this. And I'll tell you, there are a great many people in churches today, a great many people in the body of Christ, who really are deformed by the bitterness that has come into their souls through being angry at wounds endured, through being angry and resentful of affection withheld. It is a very serious malady today. I see it in politics, I see it in business, and I see it a great deal in the church. And I've really fought to try to come to an understanding of how to forgive. How do you forgive somebody? How do you really let them go? And we can do it as an act of our will. We can hold the scriptures up, and all of that's valuable. But I want to tell you a little thing that's meant a lot to me. What's meant a lot to me when I try to forgive people is that I find compassion for them. My natural tendency is to want to see anybody who has wronged me as, you know, the prince of darkness, as an evil one, as somebody on assignment from the kingdom of darkness. But you know, normally the people who've wronged us or wounded us in some way, they didn't really mean any harm. And even if they did, they're just living out what they've known. And I've learned that if I can just look at them and try to find some compassion, if I can look at them and say, you know, my parents may not have loved me perfectly, but they loved me the best they knew. They were of a generation where, you know, just putting a roof over a house and over our heads and food in our mouths and spanking us a lot was considered love, you know. If that's the way it was, well, then they did the best they could do. They didn't set out to harm me. And I start to lighten up, and I start to find compassion for them, and I start to realize that they gave me better than they had. And it allows me to let things go. It allows me to let go of the resentment and the bitterness that I've had, to find compassion. All I want to do is find some kind of place to land, some kind of landing strip where I can land, so to speak, the plane of compassion, if I can be grandiose for a moment, onto some kind of landing strip in their souls, in their lives, that allows me to touch down and have an area of compassion for them. And then I can set them free. Then I can let them out of the prison that I've held them in. Because, you know, the Bible says when I hold them in a prison of unforgiveness, I in turn am in a prison of unforgiveness. And I'll tell you, the scariest scripture in the Bible is the one that says that we are forgiven as we forgive. That is scary. I want to pray with you for just a moment, because I think for many of you listening, you recognize that not forgiving others is the key to you really being set free and for your soul being restored. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, for those who are listening now, a special work of your Holy Spirit. I pray that you will gently bring us to repentance and to godly grief over the broken relationships, the unforgiveness, the hatred that we have felt towards others. Lord, against parents, brothers and sisters of a natural kind, people throughout our lives, coaches, teachers, professors, friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, spouses, Father, in the name of Jesus, we don't want to hold them in unforgiveness any longer. They did the best they could do. And even if they didn't, Lord, they simply gave in to their lesser selves in the same way that we are prone to do. I ask you, Father God, for a great work of conviction and forgiveness, a great work of conviction and repentance, a great work of renewal in our hearts as we set them free, forgive that debt as though it never happened, and walk out of it, freed and freeing them by the grace of Jesus. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Now that prayer, as Derek taught us, is the beginning of healing from rejection. If you can let those go who have wounded you, then you can begin on the wonderful road towards a restored soul and freedom from rejection. Listen, log on to the website to soak in these teachings time and again, derekprince.org. And you'll also find out there's some wonderful ways that you can partner with Derek Prince Ministries to extend these truths, these broadcasts, these programs into the nations of the earth. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Get your copy of Derek's CD, Do You Realize How Valuable You Are?, when you call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, 888-737-0771. The CD is just $6.95. When you order, we'll include a free copy of Derek's booklet, The Three Most Powerful Words. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or purchase your copy of Do You Realize How Valuable You Are? And request your free copy of The Three Most Powerful Words booklet securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us at derekprince.org.